as you're visiting us here, and Zita's also here, we thought the listener would like to get to know Noel,
yes,
a little bit about Noel. So what we've done... Oh, there's suspenseful.
That is very serious music.
Yes, it is. We came up with a series of questions that we got from Apple.
Okay.
And apparently, once you ask these six questions, you know a person so well. There's no other six questions you need to ask them.
Okay, and if I get all these right, do I get a job at Apple now?
No, there's no wrong
answer. There's no wrong answer.
Oh, okay.
That's the beauty of it.
We both jumped at that.
Yeah, I mean, no, we want you to feel comfortable, Noel.
Yeah.
But after we've asked you these six questions, we and everybody listening will know Noel Byrne.
No. It's time to get to know Noel. If you'd like to throw out your first question, Mr. Byrne.
Noel, what did you want to be when you were a child?
Two things. One, I would have loved to have been Superman.
Oh, okay.
I was obsessed
with Supermax.
I loved Superman as a child, and I tried to jump off several buildings dressed as Superman and everything as well.
Okay.
I had the outfit. Not too high, just the garage.
Yeah.
And I'm weirdly obsessed with being a bus driver.
You wanted to be a bus driver?
Yeah, just the size of the steering wheel.
What?
Fascinated me, the size of the steering wheel.
This is why Apple have these questions.
You've ended up in traffic, so steering wheels are still a part of your life.
I'm getting closer to driving a bus someday.
Okay.
Great answer.
Simple question. What's your favourite movie of all time?
This is actually quite easy. I think my favourite movie is The Truman Show.
Oh!
Really?
Oh, that's very interesting.
I was obsessed with that as well when that film came out. I just think the idea of it was fascinating.
Did you worry that you were in The Truman Show?
I did for a while. But so there's actually a real, talking about phobias and things, people have a real, there's a Truman Show phobia where they think they're being filmed.
Oh.
There's already after the two questions, you're obsessed with sort of people you can never be and also the fact that people might be watching you.
Yeah.
Okay, your next question, Mr. Porter.
Yes. What's your relationship deal breaker? You wouldn't date this person anymore.
If they
did blank.
Oh, that's a tricky one. I guess if the person wasn't a girl, that would probably be a deal breaker.
If the person wasn't... Al's gone! Al, come back! It's okay!
Whatever, no need to break it to me like that, okay? No need to break it to me.
They have to have a sense of humour in general, I think.
So if they didn't have a sense of humour?
No, they'd be out the door.
Okay. So I should dress up as a woman.
You'd be perfect.
He does every Christmas, but you need a sense of humour.
Hey.
Okay, your next question. If you were an animal, what animal would you like to be?
If I was an animal, pigs seem to have a good time rolling around. But funnily enough, speaking of, when I was a child, I was allergic to pigs.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you get allergic to pigs? Just stay away from them.
We went on a school tour, and in my school, the tours when you're in baby infants and junior infants in first class are terrible, and we went to the local piggery.
Piggery?
Yeah.
Piggery, that's what it's called, yeah.
And then I was out of school for about a week because I reacted badly to the pigs. But I could eat bacon and everything.
Oh, no, you two are playing a trick on me.
No, why are we playing a trick on you?
This is completely surreal. Noel Byrne from AA Roadwatch is talking about reacting badly in a piggery.
Exactly, there you go. This is why these questions are so relevant. Okay, good answer, which is interesting because you'd like to be a pig. Pigs can't fly, but if you were Superman and a pig, you could fly. Next question, please.
If you could have dinner with a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Well, apart from yourself and Colm. I think I would like to...
Patronising never works. Sorry, did I say that out loud? Sorry,
you heard patronising, I heard flirty.
Okay. I quite like Ricky Gervais.
Good one.
I wouldn't mind having dinner with him.
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe Jesus, just to see if he turned up.
Jesus.
Then you'd know.
You have such anxiety in your life that you think you've been granted to have dinner with a dead person and you're worried they won't turn up.
Have you read much in the Bible where the 12 disciples were going, again, Jesus not turn up? What's going on?
He did go missing a lot.
40 days we're waiting for this man. Why do I talk like this? I'm from Palestine.
He was Jewish.
Okay, and your final question. Okay. You are some messed up character. You'd be looking to get a job in the post room. Okay, your final question. What's your porn name? Now, this means your first pet and your mother's maiden name.
Oh.
The name of your first pet.
I've done this before.
Okay.
Coincidence that I was in Amsterdam over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
My porno name would be Rover Ivers.
Rover Ivers.
Terrible. I never watch a film with them in it.
Rover Ivers.
And obviously one of us have to reveal our porn name. Al.
I'd be Max Gray.
That's good. Max Gray. You could be in 51 Shades of Gray.
Yeah.
See, Max Gray sounds suave and cool. I just sound like, hey, I'm Rover Ivers. How are you?
Well, getting to know Noble, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. One messed up character, but anyway, and that's what it's all about. Yeah, you will. You've got a job in the post room in Apple. Well done. Congratulations.
Did I get a free iPod?
Two.